Gravity episode 511. Welcome back. First site today is sustainablewebsites.com. 100% carbon neutral web hosting community. Now, a lot of people just pay anywhere between £5 and upwards for web hosting. That's normally a monthly cost. There's lots of providers all around the web. You're probably using either your own ISP space. If you use ADSL, you've probably got a bunch of free web space with them. There's professional web hosts like Serverage, like Media Temple, DreamHost. There's a whole plethora of different kind of hosts. But for the people out there who are becoming more ethical, more sustainable, and you have a website, there are companies around the web that do run web design companies, web hosting companies, should I say. That are completely powered, either generated by green electricity or by wind power, solar power, and even sometimes you can get the tidal power. So this company, Sustainable Websites, they have servers that are located in a green data center, and they offset 100% of their energy usage with certified wind power. I'm not really sure of the prices. I've not really digged into it that far, but this will definitely be one of the hosts that I look at next year when we do the 365 project of the ARC at the university campus. We will definitely host our website over on a green server. I'm not sure how that's actually going to work, so we're going to use Posterous, and I don't know if Posterous have any of their servers in the cloud on green server technology, so I might have to create the website separately and then pull in all the items via the API from Posterous, because we're very used to sort of posting stuff over there. But check them out if you're particularly green and you want to run your server completely sustainable, then check them out. Next thing today is citizenspace.us or citizenspace.us. Take the best elements of a coffee shop, social, energetic, creative, and the best elements of a workspace, productive, functional, and combine them together to give indie workers the chance to have their own affordable space. Now, this is one of the things that we've not really pushed that far in Lace Market House yet. We have the ability here to do hot desking. We also have this web studio space where you can come and create drop-in media in high quality, high def, and stream it out. We haven't really pushed the whole social interaction of that. We don't have desks down here, for instance. We've got a little table, but that's not really set up ready to go. The idea was that once we started to bring some clients in, that we get some iPads, and then literally you'll be able to sit and use the iPads for, you know, chatting or brainstorming about your idea. This is a space that's already set up in San Francisco. They've been going 4 years now. They're a community of hard-working, fun-loving, independent professional startups and entrepreneurs. And I just really love to get something like this happening in Nottingham. I guess Antenna on Beck Street is the closest thing to this. But I'd like to get it to the next level of this. You know, the creative side of it is cool, but sort of funking it up a little bit with making it a little bit more energetic, have some more little breakout things, that would be great. Next thing today is the Deck, decknetwork.net. These are a bunch of guys that I've been looking at for a long, long time. I say a bunch of guys, I'm not quite sure who runs behind it, but they're very particular about the people that make up the Deck Network. So it's a premier network for creative web and design professionals, basically. They serve 100 million ad impressions each month, and they pretty much find you. They're incredibly picky about who they advertise and why they advertise. So you've got to be in the crew, if you like. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's being advertised out there at the minute. They do things about Wasali, MagCloud, We Are Hunted, Haywatch. On sites like 37 Signals, 43 Folders, Cast and Defy, Daring Fireball. So those top-end, top traffic-generating, you know, quality websites where they're, either it's a good product or it's a good service. And they do a really good cost model. I really like their cost per influence, their CPM. We're not selling the deck based on page views or hits or click-throughs, but if we were, the CPM for a buy here would be priced well below industry norms. Most media who say we don't sell on numbers do so because they don't have the numbers to support their rates. I really like that All that being said, it's not about cost per thousand, it's about cost per influence. And I really like the fact that they go out to a crowd, and their audience is like writers, photographers, illustrators, students, and such like. Next link today, stickerrobot.com. I really want to get some stickers done by Sticker Robot. They do these really beautiful die-cut, high-quality stickers, and I want to do something quite funky and guerrilla with them. I haven't got around to doing it yet, but they do these like silk screen stickers, 250 full-color outdoor stickers that, you know, don't fade, or fade very, very slowly. They're really top quality for $69. So I just love their website as well. Very minimalistic. They've got a little sticker quote section at the bottom. They've got a little mailing list, and love Sticker Robot. Next link is a local group of people called Radical Roots, a network of co-cooperatives working for social change. So they're a network of radical co-ops whose members are committed to working for positive social change. The network is mainly of housing co-ops of various sizes, none with more than 60 members, a few workers' co-ops, and a couple of social centres. I've yet to meet the lady who runs this. She runs this down near the Art Org, which is near the Nottingham train station. And I've been wanting originally to go and see them to talk about, you know, the community project that they've got going on. And then obviously the ARC happened, and so I'm working down that direction. But I really would love to get along to one of their weekend gathers where they go and talk about the buildings and what they're going to do with it. So at the moment they've got a site at Crabapple, where they're literally installing a central heating system, gasifying log burning boiler in a silly Georgian mansion, 42 radiators, big job. Richard Jackson is running the job on a Skillshare basis, and it is likely to run until mid-October. Those sort of things I really want to get involved in. I think I can do the whole digital footprint, social media side of it, and I'd love to do some Skillshare in there, mainly to build up some kind of credits or bartering with people who've got those skills that I just don't have. And finally, last link today, a big hat tip to Dan Benjamin, who has put together a thing called 5x5. Now, Dan Benjamin's been doing podcasting for a long time, and I think I met him at South By either last year or the year before. Nice guy. Got a lot of high profile people on his show. He's got the awesome Christina Warren, who I love very much, and he's got Jeffrey Zeldman, and recently interviewed Gary Vaynerchuk, who's always awesome whenever I see him in any video. But I just wanted to put a hat tip, because very similar to the way that Fibercamp is going to operate in terms of having multiple shows coming out of a space. Love the design. Very simplistic, really straightforward. Got a great layout in terms of the pages and the distribution model. And it's definitely one to look at and say, you know, if you're going to do television, web, TV, 5x5 is way up there with the Twits. I think some people can probably talk themselves out of doing a web show because they see things like Twit TV and go, you know, I can't be as good as that, or I can't get to that. So they stop and they just don't do it. I think there's room, you know. I think the internet is a big place. It's growing all the time. There's room in the market for different styles of approach. And Dan has a really nice style with his multiple different kinds of shows. He's got the Dev Show, Briefly Awesome, the Big Web Show. Just big hat tip, really. 5x5, if you've not heard about it, 5x5.tv. Fantastic, loads of different shows on there. Subscribe to him via iTunes, audio shows and video shows. That's it today. I'll speak to you soon. Cheers. Bye.